Welcome to the Sales Experience Podcast, the show for salespeople and sales leaders, where we help you create the ideal sales experience to generate raving fan customers. Grab your notepad and get ready for actionable steps you can use to change sales from a dirty word to an act of service for your prospects. Now for your host, Jason Cutter.
Welcome to episode 12 of the Sales Experience Podcast. My name is Jason Cutter, and it's interesting to sit here and do these episodes because I never would have guessed I would have become a sales professional, let alone train and coach salespeople and companies on how to consistently, successfully have a sales career, close at a high level, and be professionals. But it's interesting. Here I am. Here you are. I appreciate you being along here for the journey. All right, let's jump into the fun. Now, the previous episode was about building rapport. If you haven't listened to that one yet, I suggest you check it out before you continue. But if you're already here, fine, finish this episode, listen to it. It's a good one. And then you can go back and listen to that one to hear what I'm referencing. Obviously, I would love for you to listen to both, partly so you can hear ideas of what works and what doesn't, but also because for me personally, and this is feedback style as well, I don't like focusing on just the negative and what not to do. I think it's tough when you say don't do this without having the positive side. So make sure you check out episode 11 for the positive focus on rapport and how to do rapport in the proper ways based on my experience. All right. Now, if you have ever been a prospective customer who has bought anything from a salesperson, then you have experienced bad rapport building. I guarantee it. We've all heard it. We've all felt it when it's done completely wrong. Now, one way it is done wrong is when it's not authentic. I kind of alluded to this in the previous episode, episode number 11. I've heard sales reps who are so fake and phony with their rapport building. They know that rapport is important to get that emotional foot in the door, and they need to check that box off in their process, in the sales process. But when you listen to it from the outside, you can just feel how ingenuine it is, especially if you know the salesperson outside of the sales interaction, and they talk about how much they really don't care about prospects and how they're just in it for the money. Don't do it just to do it. Your prospects can tell you don't care and their guard will stay up. It will not help build the friendly relationship rapport is meant to foster, and you would literally be better off just jumping to the next part of your sales process and skipping over fake and phony rapport tactics. Trust me. Now, I've seen reps go hard on rapport building if they know that either A, their product or service is crap or a scam, and or B, people don't like what they're selling, even if it does work. And generally, the prospect is going to throw out a lot of objections or barriers. I see this a lot with B2B sales, business-to-business sales, where the rep feels like they have to break a lot of ice to get their emotional foot in that door. And so they spend a lot of time on shallow, phony-sounding rapport building. Then usually, for these two things, it comes from a place of fear. If you find yourself scratching and clawing to build rapport, then ask yourself why. What are you afraid of? Maybe you're a people pleaser and you're worried they won't like you, or maybe you don't believe in yourself. If you don't believe in your sales ability, then you're going to default to wanting them to like you to help offset any tough questions they may ask you. And if they like you a lot, they will hopefully buy from you, even if you suck, and maybe you'll even get those pity sales. Now, if you lack confidence because you're new to sales or in a slump, then keep your rapport building to a minimum that gets the prospect warmed up enough to you, and then move forward. If you don't believe in your product or service, like I said, if you think it's a scam or it's crap, then either do more training and research to see the value that it provides, because maybe it is a good product, you just don't understand it, or if it is really a bad product, then run from that company and stop selling crap to people. Please, 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 please. And when you sell something you truly believe in, you'll find that you actually need less rapport building because you and your product or service will speak for itself and create the friendly relationship that rapport building is meant to do. Again, if you feel yourself being pulled towards lots of small talk during the beginning parts of your sales interaction, then examine why you do that. And maybe going back to the feedback conversation, ask your manager for feedback on what they observe from the outside of you and your interactions. Because you can really mess up your chances of closing a deal if you get the rapport part of the sales formula wrong, especially because this is the beginning. Now, another silent way that rapport can kill deals when it's done wrong is when you enter the friend zone. You may not have realized it, but I'm sure you've done it or you've seen it. You're building rapport, you find out their favorite sports team, spend a while talking about that, then you move on to other topics. Before you know it, things feel like you could become friends. This is going great. But that can become an issue if you're not careful. As I said in the last episode, people want to do business and buy from people they like. But fundamentally, most people steer clear of doing business with friends. You see your friends differently than you do professionals, and your prospect might do the same thing with you. It's great that you've built so much rapport, but then now you're asking them to sign on the dotted line and pay you a bunch of money. Now, there is a way to be on the path to being friends with your prospect and close deals. What it takes is confidence, skill, and a sales system that works. Mostly the confidence part, because people will work with their friends. You may do business with your friends or take their recommendations to heart if you're confident that they are the best at what they do. I know for me, in a sales position, I've always broke this rule where over the span of the sales experience I'm moving the prospect through, I build a bunch of rapport naturally as topics come up. Not as a strategy, but just in the course of wanting to know them, their problems, their life, and then leading into deeper conversations. And I can still close lots of deals because I have the confidence to take them through the process. I know we can get to the finish line together, whether we are just walking side by side or we're holding hands and skipping along as besties forever. So remember that rapport is anything that leads to a friendly relationship, and the goal of that friendly relationship should be one that involves you helping them buy a solution to their needs, wants, desires, and struggles. So if your rapport building isn't leading to that, then examine the ways that you might be messing it up, either going too deep and becoming someone who gets into the friend zone, or it's shallow, fake, and phony and feels fake to them, and it's actually counterproductive. So, enjoying the Sales Experience podcast so far? If so, it would mean a lot to me if you subscribed, went on iTunes, gave it 5 stars in review, leave a review on Stitcher or SoundCloud where it's available. I appreciate it so much. And until next time, always remember that everything in life is sales, and people remember the experience you gave them.
Thank you for listening to the Sales Experience Podcast. Find show notes, more episodes, and join our email list by going to cutterconsultinggroup.com/podcast.